Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. Today is the second Sunday of Lent 2024. So we're with the men at our men's ministry center. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good morning, sir.
All right.
Yep.
Good morning. Well, as part of the Lenten series, and we'll try and tie some of this into our continued study with Brennan Manning and the Ragamuffin Gospel, but today we'll follow the lectionary readings for the second Sunday of Lent, and we'll look at the Gospel reading, which is Mark chapter 8. We're gonna look at verses 34 through 37. Beginning at 34. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life?" All right, initial responses, initial thoughts, comments, questions.
It's all about making a sacrifice. It's either you're in or you're out, you know, and a lot of us throughout our journeys, you know, we want to give it all, but some days, you know, we fall short of that. And I think it's more about having that consistency and creating that routine where we can, you know, have that. It's not going to be a perfect relationship, but it's got to be a consistent relationship. And I feel like the closer that we get to strengthening our Christianity.
Good. That's good. Yeah.
This is like the story of Lent. I mean, you got to give something up.
Yeah. I'm sure that's why we have it as part of the Lenten reading.
It tells you right there. I mean, you got to give something up, you know.
Right, deny yourself.
Yeah.
Pick up your cross and come follow. Right, and so denying yourself there's your sacrifice type stuff. Bear your own cross. Right, those who want to come after me must deny themselves, pick up their cross. Right, that's Jesus saying we're not to pick up his cross. But we have our own cross. We have our own burdens, right? Our own struggles, our own challenges, right? But they're ours. They're nobody else's. And without the sacrifice of the denial of self, it's very difficult to carry those, right? Because if we're just seeking self-interest, that in and of itself has its own burdens, right? And then come follow. And that word follow, the old rabbinical blessing was, may you be covered in your rabbi's dust. So it's not that we move out in front of Jesus, right? In a sense, we are behind following his lead. But follow, literally, we mean come and be with me. Right? Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and come and be with me. So, how are we doing on our self-sacrificing? How are you doing with the burden of your crosses? And are you with him? I see a couple of you shaking your heads. Let me remind you, gentlemen, it's radio.
Okay. Everybody's deep in the thought here, trying to figure this out.
We've got to be a little more audio-oriented, all right?
So, and it's asking you to give up a part of your life, but you're gonna gain from giving up that loss. So, whoever wants to save their life will lose it. In other words, you're gonna lose something, but in return, you're gonna get the life of Jesus in your heart. So,
you know, I think that losing is when you turn your life over to Him. yeah. over Jesus Christ. You lose friends. You lose family. You lose relationships. You lose people that were so-called there for you.
That don't understand.
Yeah, that don't understand.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, I love Jesus as my Lord and Savior today, and I will ride with him until I go home. But I will tell you this, I am so grateful that I lost some relationships because the relationships didn't mean they weren't there to begin with. They weren't real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's made me to be a better person. It's made me to, let's just say, I mean, turn your life over to Jesus Christ. It's a whole, you know, it's about surrender. It's about letting, giving control to him 100. You know, it's not, and yes, okay, you know, it's demon talk, consistency, stuff like that. But it's a building process, it's transformation. It just didn't happen to me over one day. It's something I had to
learn. Every day.
It's in this book here, I mean, with the Ragamuffin Gospel, you know, we talk about grace and trust and all that other stuff. But you either got to be, like he says, make a freaking decision what you're going to do. You know what I mean? I mean, you know you are a beloved son. God is love. That's simple. You know, but sometimes we as humans make it complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, so, you know, just in that one little verse, I mean, Jesus says, you know, if anyone wants to be my disciple, okay. If you want to be my disciple, here's the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if we understand that rabbinical tradition of the first century, what Jesus is saying is, look at, if you want to be like me, because that's what rabbis did, right? They're always looking for disciples because someday the rabbi is not going to be around and they want to hand over the mantle to the next A student that's going to continue that tradition on. So Jesus, being the rabbi, is saying, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to be like me, yeah, you're going to have to deny self. Well, we see that in Jesus' life.
In verse 36, it says, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit your soul? Read.
Yeah.
Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
Right. Do you think you can make enough money? Do you think you can get enough education? Can you, right? All that kind of stuff. That's not enough. But if we want to be like Jesus, but the thing about Jesus, all right, that I think this is where there's a step before this. All right, you were talking about, you know, accepting him as your Lord and what have you. It's the encounter of grace. I mean, one thing, the reason Jesus could deny self, the reason Jesus could carry his cross, right, is because he followed the words of his Father, you are my beloved son. Right? There's grace. And so Jesus, right, that's what makes it worth everything. He's traversing into Jerusalem, fully cognitive of the Roman Empire and the injustices of the temple leaders and all that, the religious leaders. And I think he's well aware that the odds are what I got to say, they're not going to like. What I'm going to do, they're not going to like. And they're going to come after me. But I'm going to do it anyways. Because I know that I'm loved, and this love, you know, will be vindicated. Thus we call that Easter Sunday, the resurrection. Right? But he's willing to die. Right? Now, I think sometimes we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to die? Not that, you know, denying self and picking up your cross is a journey towards martyrdom. We're not looking for people to be intentionally martyred. But are you willing? Right? Are you willing to be martyred in a sense, your reputation, right? From your previous people you hung out with, right? They could, in a sense, kill your reputation, right? Are you willing to put to death some of those relationships, right? Willing to put to death sometimes even my dreams, you know? I dream of having all this and having all that and moving, you know, this position, that, those things like that. And I said, that's got to, all that's got to die. That has to be denied. Right? And then with that comes the burden. Right? You may get made fun of. You may be mocked, right? You may be martyred, reputation. And then come be with me, right? And once you experience those things, starting with grace, that kind of has that internal transformation, okay, yeah, we'll follow. We'll come be with you. And I think when by the time we get to the end of the Lenten season here and we look at Easter, right, after he's crucified, what happens? All those that were following him kind of scatter. They're like, oh boy, this is really intense. This is serious stuff. I don't really want to die. And I thought he's going to be on my side and he's going to bring the, right, everything is going to be peace and justice and it's going to reign right here and now. And, you know, what good is a dead Messiah? So they start hiding, right? Start panicking, all that kind of. Well, and then we know 3 days later, he's back. And they're like, oh, right, vindication. Right? And why could I do that? Because I know that he loves me. So, okay. Any closing thoughts here? Continue. We've got a couple minutes yet.
I absolutely agree with Rich. Like, being in this program for three-plus months, that's one thing that I did sacrifice. You know, communicating with certain people, certain friends. You know, I had to stagnate those relationships in order to focus on my relationship, my individual relationship with God. And I think that, you know, overall, it might not feel good in the meanwhile, but as a result, by making that sacrifice, you know, I'm creating a better relationship. And I think if I can do it, I will do it over again, because it's definitely worth it. You know, you get a chance to learn a lot more from yourself than versus outside opinions and things of that nature that may or may not play a role, you know, in your development of seeking Jesus and seeking that better relationship. Mm.
Mm. And I think in time too, that old stuff won't even, you won't even harbor that thought anymore.
Won't even matter.
Won't even matter.
Yeah, won't even matter.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, and so there again, you know, the sacrifices are made. Knowing that you hear the voice that says, "You are my beloved," right? That's how you gain, in a sense, the reward, right? As opposed to trying to push Jesus aside, do it on your own,
yeah,
and you can end up losing, right? And but it is the trust factor, and that which is incomprehensible, unseen, right? We're talking about the God who says, "I love you, I love you, I love you. I wish you knew how much I loved you." Do you trust that voice? Because until you do, it's very difficult, right, to deny self, pick up our cross, and follow him. Any thought?
Well, I mean, it's about the sacrifice. You know, most know about sacrificing red meat and finding an alternative. And I think it also has to do with the food thing and also with being selfish, maybe not being selfish, relinquishing control because you want to be a follower,
right,
of Jesus's thoughts and the way he portrays himself to everybody.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I see it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
There's all kinds of things that are a factor in the season of Lent.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the other thing. We pull out the scripture. It's apropos for the season of Lent. But nowhere should we think that Jesus only meant that to be enlivened, you know, for a few weeks before Easter. Right. That's not the case. But all right, gentlemen. Well, thank you very much. Good conversation. Good insights, and appreciate you sharing. So, till we meet again on Word Made Flesh, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.